Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you think of the opening music here, Ron? It sounds rather, I don't know, foreboding. It doesn't sound like it's you and me. I think we should change it,
well,
quite frankly.
Well, we got to get our producer to work on it a little bit. He needs something to do.
Can we get this guy to do something?
He
it's been the same music since
I
came here.
I got to interrupt you, though. Just something much more important than our music.
Please.
How's that spider bite doing?
It's good. That EMT yesterday, he sort of eased my fears.
It's not a tick bite.
That's all I care about.
It's improving, though.
It's not. It's getting worse.
It looks like it's redder and bigger, and I'm just wondering if it's a flesh-eating wound.
It might be. If it starts to streak toward my heart.
I couldn't sleep all night.
Wait, it's starting to streak. I got to go, Ron. I'll see you.
I couldn't sleep all last night worrying about it.
Thank you.
I care about your health, and that looks to be a very debilitating type of injury.
I haven't used any of my sick days. If I made it look like it was streaking toward my heart, there's no way the bosses don't let me go, right? Tomorrow, maybe? Not today. We got a short day today.
Yeah, you're God not.
God willing. What's the weather like in St. Louis?
I haven't looked. Have we heard anything, Joe, about the weather? Nothing yet. Hey, how about that win last night? How about Dario Agrizol?
Wow. But you said you had breaking news.
No, I said it was important that I know how your spider bite
was. Oh, that was the breaking news. I thought.
I didn't say breaking news. I said more important than our intro music is your health and well-being, and I wanted to know about
now that I appreciate.
Your spider bite.
I do. I thought.
I have no breaking news at this point.
Well,
I do have
news. We do, yeah.
But is it, we got to break it right now, or we want to wait till next week?
No, I think we break it now. You just got the story.
I did. I did just get the story. Our man, Bob Pompeiani, who I see is in Aruba. Did you see he texted a picture from the golf course?
Can't keep himself from tweeting on vacation.
But what a life he leads. Would you agree?
Yes.
Well, I just got a call from Joe Gordon, the Steelers' longtime PR guy and really the best there ever was in the business. The Steelers' alumni golf classic is coming up Monday at Diamond Run. And so immediately my first thought was, well, Pompeiani won't be with us on this Monday coming up either, right? I mean, we're
of
used
course.
To it, right?
He'll blow us off.
He blows us off all the time. But not only that, he is receiving their big honor.
For God's sakes, another award for this guy.
Another award. It's called the Old Rangers Award. It's named after Ray Mansfield, the late Steelers center. Recognizes people, great community service work. Franco has won it in the past. Rocky has won it. Mel Blunt. Well, you can add the list of prestigious names. Bob Pompeiani is going to win it this year. He will be honored Monday at Diamond Run. So he hasn't told us yet he's not going to be with us, but we can't be surprised.
This is getting a little ridiculous.
All the awards for Pompeiani?
He just got Pittsburgh Sports Media Man of the Year. And again, I go back to the Pittsburgh Magazine article. Which states in the second paragraph, Pompeiani has been inducted into the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, received 3 Emmys, 6 Golden Quills, and was even named Father of the Year by the National Father's Day Council.
He's also by the Diabetes Foundation. He's been Father of the Year everywhere.
That's a hell of an election, right? How many fathers are there in the United States?
There's a lot of fathers.
Several million, right, by my count?
So there's the picture right there. Tea time at the spectacular Aruba Oceanfront Course.
So he's going to go to this thing. He's going to probably MC it, right? He's going to receive an award. He's going to play.
And
he's
blow
already
us off.
He already knows he's going to be there, but
and
he hasn't
told us yet.
Right.
Right. That's the way he operates.
Wow. All right. Chalk this one up. Ron, you mentioned it. Dario Speedwagon last night was, in many ways, the story of the game. I mean, the story of the game was that the Pirates, because of their precarious situation, desperately needed a win.
Yep.
So Rich Rod was also a huge part of the story.
How about what he has done?
Yeah.
19 outings in a row without a run, 19 innings. A little different than the guy that sabotaged games early in the season with home runs, right?
I'll say. And he basically saved their bacon last night. And then the Cardinals butchered the ninth inning. There was a lot of stuff that happened, but
bottom line,
Agrizal's as big as any other story.
Desperately needed a win, and he delivered it.
He did.
After every pitch, well, Archer pitched well. He's going to go today, and we'll see what he does. Can he put two really good ones in a row together? He was good against Chicago Friday. They still lost the game. Williams was bad. Lyles was bad. Musgrove was bad. And here's a guy that comes in, a kid, what is he, 24, making his fourth big league start. The Pirates can't say they saw this coming. I mean, he wouldn't have been here if there hadn't been 12 injuries before him and guys failing like Kingham and
he's the pitching version of Brian Reynolds
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, one of the guys, the young guys that taken advantage of his opportunity. That's three really strong starts in a row. I can't take him out of there now. I don't imagine they're even thinking of taking him out.
He's their ace.
You know, who knows when Brault is going to come back. I did not hear how – I thought he was supposed to throw earlier this week. I did not hear how he did. So he comes in. You got to take out Lyles, I guess. Probably not going to happen yet because that doesn't sound like Brault is ready. But when he is, you got to stay with Agrizal, don't you?
What a game.
What a strong game.
I don't think that Lyles should make another start.
Now, here we go about Pirates pitching and pitch to contact. He didn't strike out one guy last night.
No, but the point on that is they've taken guys who are clearly power pitchers and tried to make them conform to that,
right.
And it doesn't fit.
Maybe he conforms to that.
It would seem that way. And what I noticed last night, Ron, different from his other starts, I thought, honestly, he was getting lucky before and his stuff didn't blow me away. Last night, I thought, and I think it was Wehner on the TV call was on top of it, was he's got pretty good stuff. He's got a fastball that moves all over the place.
Well, the thing Hurdle always talks about is his poise, and nothing seems to bother him. He's not, you know, the stage isn't too big or too bright for him. At 24, you know, coming from where he came from, they DFA'd him, right? I mean, nobody wanted him. He came back, and he's worked his way up the system and got some help with injuries, and he's taken advantage of it.
Could be
good
a season saver.
Good for him. A fun story.
It is. But they're still in a very precarious position.
Oh, of course.
At 45 and 49, they're 5.5 out. They're basically tied for last place, at least in the loss column. They're in the second wild card spot with five teams in front of them and 3.5 games out of the second spot. So it's still a season on the Bill Brink here, Ron. And there was a lot more to last night's game. Starling Marte was front and center. Let's talk about that next. Let's talk about a play Brian Reynolds made. Let's talk about two plays the Cardinals didn't make when I thought they did have a chance to run on Josh Bell's arm with the game hanging in the balance. All of that ahead on Cook and Joe. We have Ed Bouchette at 11 o'clock and Mike Tomlin talking about the locker room dynamic with the Steelers. He had an interview with Jeremy Fowler. We have a clip from that. It's all ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.